Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 53 of a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen in Hendersonville since 1946. 50 years and a golden anniversary year for WHKP. In the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons covered the earlier years, we call this series simply Where Fitz Left Off. And today I'm going to tell you about Hendersonville's only poet laureate, Mrs. Lila Ripley Barnwell. I'm sorry to say I never knew Lila Ripley Barnwell personally. I, as everybody else in these parts, certainly knew of her. She was the daughter of Colonel and Mrs. Valentine Ripley. Mr. Ripley operated the stagecoach line from Greenville, South Carolina to Greenville, Tennessee, and also the famous Ripley Hotel on the corner of Main and 2nd. Her life spanned the period from the Civil War to March 15, 1961. Had she lived one more month, she would have had a 99th birthday. Mrs. Barnwell pestered the state legislature long enough to get them to pass laws protecting songbirds and other wildlife. The Blue Ridge Bird Club, which I talked about earlier this week, that had been organized by Frank Lipp, paid homage to Mrs. Barnwell on her 90th birthday in 1953. Mrs. Hilliard Maxwell presented her with a gorgeous birthday cake, which was served with ice cream by Mrs. H. Houston, Miss Bertha Lamort, and Mrs. D.R. Justice. R.C. McCall recited a poem. Roses were presented to all present, and Mayor Al Edwards lauded her life and achievements. Other guests included Mrs. J.S. Brown, Mrs. W.S. Lockman, and Mrs. J.E. Shaw. Lila Ripley Barnwell knew from personal experience virtually the entire history of Hendersonville and the county. She wrote widely about our mountain people, whom she loved dearly, and I still treasure an old clipping of an article by her titled Few Changes in Mountain Customs. It was published in the summer of the early 50s. She opened this article by writing of her resentment at tourists and visitors coming into this area and vilifying local people as being ignorant, shuffling mountaineers. She wrote, quote, "Until quite recently, our people have been so far removed from the great centers of the outer world, they had no admixture brought to them." In the article, she says, quote, "Scores of Shakespearean words are still in use, many from Chaucer, Gower, Bacon, and Philip Sidney." She cites as an example mountain folk saying nesties for nests, ghosties, beasties, and all of this was used by both Sidney and Lord Bacon. I remembered my grandfather always saying fetch. Mrs. Barnwell pointed out that words like drug for dragged, clumb for climbed, ropped for wrapped, they're all Old English. Mountain folks allow, that's to assume, I allow it'll be a good crop, all Old English. From Shakespeare, you call a small bag a poke. Mountain folks say stair steps, church houses, biscuit bread, ham meat, and instead of a stake, he drives a staub in the ground. All Old English. She hoped me a right smart. She concluded this article by writing, "The language of the mountaineers is often original, picturesque, and incorrect, but the great part of it is a survival of the literature of the middle period of English literature. It shows the influence of Shakespeare, Chaucer, Milton, and others, and cannot, therefore, be considered a low form if the literature of a few centuries ago is to be respected." In 1957, she was 94 at that time, she published a book of her poems. Barber's Studio dedicated their front display window to the book, and pictures of Mrs. Barnwell covering most of her life. One picture that was in the window, made in 1901, shows Mrs. Barnwell and Dr. Morey, who built the Morey Building on the west side of Maine between 4th and 5th Avenues. The picture shows the two of them in 1901 in a lively game of tennis. On her 90th birthday, Lila Ripley Barnwell wrote this poem. "Our hope is a wonderful treasure belonging to mortals alone. We share many things with the creatures, but hope, blessed hope, is our own. Sometimes you'll hear life is hopeless, yet we know that cannot be true. As long as we live, hope is with us to help and to comfort us, too. Perhaps you'll hear I've lost it, yet hope is of each life a part. So long as life lasts, it is with us, it'll always be in the heart. There are times of sorrow and trouble, days seem like the darkness of night. Whatever the gloom and the shadows, hope gives us a glimmer of light. How barren would life be without it, so cheerless, so dreary, and then hope brings us new strength and fresh courage, and life is worth living again. Ere long, we'll go over yonder when time here has ended our days, and there hope, will have reached its fulfillment and changed into prayer and to praise. Lila Ripley Barnwell, poet laureate of Hendersonville, who passed away 1 month before her 99th birthday in 1961. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child who was lucky enough to be born here, the good sense never to leave, in a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we move into the next 50 years.